All right, representing Florida is Raj Dorsmay. Raj, come join us. Representing Florida, welcome, Raj. Oh, he brought a laptop with him. He brought his own.
Hi, Brennan, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Hello, Patriots. How you doing? Come on, we're at Mike Lindell's moment of truth.
Absolutely. Back to you, sir.
No, I love the energy. Thank you,
let's
Raj.
Let's do this.
Yeah, let's do this, he says. All right, we see what your voting machine systems are there. All right, explain this.
Sure, let me have the,
you want the clicker
if I could. Sure. So, my friends, I'm going to talk with you in a particular way for the next few minutes. I'm going to really talk with you not as patriots, but really as if you are a state official. Why? Because in Florida, all of the information we gathered, we listened to Dr. Frank, Liz Harris, Seth Keschel, Jovan Pulitzer, Bobby Payton. We took that information, just like what Mike has been sharing, and we put it in the format you see above. But why did we do that? We did it because we had a specific objective. We needed the state officials in our state to take a certain action. Without that, nothing else matters for us. The rallies, all of that. So we had to get there. So what you're looking at there on the graph right there is one of our three graphs. What we did, we took a group of volunteers, and those volunteers, that's the reason we're going to save this country, my friends, because all of you know people in your state that are putting their life on hold for this point. And in our state, those volunteers canvassed 32 of our 67 counties. When they did that, they targeted 25,000 households. They ended up speaking with 14,000. You see that up there on the screen. And the remarkable thing here is we began to find errors and errors and errors. Now, let me give you the context. What they were doing is they were looking at the Florida voter roll database. And as you know, but the people who are watching on this TV may not know, every state has a database. And the fact that you can vote and your vote's counted is because your name is on that database. If your name's not on the database, and if you try to put a ballot in, you'll get bounced if everything's working the way it should be. And it will be because Mike Lindell is leading the fight to get our systems transparent and working correctly. In the meantime, that's what you have to have. If that database is compromised, everything from that point forward is toast. And I'll talk a little bit more about that. But when we did that, and we looked at the state's own information, you can see here that we canvassed 14,000 people. Of that, 4,947 didn't live at the address. What does that mean? That means you, Brennan, on the Florida voter roll database were listed at 1 Main Street. When we went to speak with you, you were not living at that address. These are some of the errors that we began to find. The one at the bottom which says deceased 430 people, that means on the Florida voter roll database, this is a red state, my friends. On our database, 430 people, of the people that we were canvassing, we did not look at the 15 million people in the Florida voter roll database. We only looked at a small subsection. We found people on the voter roll database that had passed. Why that's important is going to come up here in just a second. So how do I go forward?
Go forward with the green.
Green, awesome. This green over here?
No, a big green.
Big green, love it. So if we look at this over here, we found out that there was a correlation between vote by mail and the errors. Listen, this vote by mail combined with the opaque lack of transparency with the machines collaborated with elected officials who don't know as much as you do is a recipe for no controls. It's a recipe for lack of accurate election processing in your state. The vote by mail is a piece I'm focusing on here. So if you look at this, when you look at the vote by mail, we can see that phantom votes cast, and you can see the definitions right there, 1,454, 31% of the canvassing we did with the vote by mail had a problem. Now let's look at the definitions there. Phantom vote is a vote cast. This is a critical thing. That means that dead person voted. I mean, that person who no longer lives in the state voted. There are several numbers there, but that's a key number. How did that happen? I'll talk about it in just a second. All right. For We got, here's what I'm going to talk about here for a second here before we move. How are we doing on time? Wow, it's time, just time just flies.
Welcome to broadcasting.
I got to talk faster. Listen, when we started talking, and I'm talking to you just, you know, we're not quite in a living room, but I'm talking to you as if we're in a living room. When we took the information to our elected officials and we had all this data, we were not getting traction. It was too much info beyond the ability to grasp. Mm. This graph format here is a game changer. We put the information, distilled it down to 3 points, and when we spoke to our elected officials, we were very specific in the language we used. We said, it appears that 430 people who are dead have voted. It looks like this percentage of people are on the voter rolls. This is a language that they could grasp with, they could understand, they could deal with, and that's why these graphs and the way we spoke with them was very, very effective. Now, the other point that I want to mention here, we're on slide number 3 over here, is distilling the information here. Now, here we go. Look at this right here. You have to understand in your state, why are you getting blocked? You can't just rely on the fact and stop that you're getting blocked. We know we're getting blocked. That's old news. If we got to upgrade what we're doing and get the results we need to get, we have to understand how we're getting blocked. So I'm going to give you an example in our state. In our state, every county, we have 67 of them, is run by what we call a supervisor of elections. There's an elected official that's responsible for the management of the election process. That person is accountable to the people who elected him or her in their county. We find out there's this outfit in Florida called the Florida Supervisor of Election, and this is called a trade association. But I'm sharing this with you because I'm sharing with you an example of how we really got into the weeds of how the opposition was being managed. So this organization decided to inject itself between the people in the county and their elected supervisor of election. Are you tracking with me so far? Mm-hmm. Yes? Mm-hmm. Yes? Okay. That's unconstitutional. Some of the things I did, just to give you an example, this is an organization that says their trade association for the education of their members, the county leaders. Their own website has information from 2020. It's now 2022. Wake up. This is the information you're supposed to have. So it's clear that this organization is not doing the job it's doing. But why I'm bringing it up here is this organization started blockading the efforts of we the people with our own elected official. When we understood that, we were able to identify the leadership that was causing this. When we understood that, we were able to bring political pressure on those specific individuals. We have found that trying to bring political pressure on a group is futile. It doesn't work, period. You have to identify an individual and bring political pressure on that individual. And when everyone else sees the pressure you're bringing in a lawful, safe, law-abiding way on that person's political career, they begin to get the fear of God in them. And so we, in our state, use this process. It was highly successful, very, 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 very capable. I'm going to skip by this slide because I want to get to this slide over here. And if we could play this video, this is an example. Go ahead and play the video. I'll just talk. This is an example of how this works in our state. Ballot harvesting.
You ballot harvest in the state of Florida. This is now a third degree felony that you can
Thank you, guys. So the takeaway from what we have learned in the state of Florida, even though we voted red by 3%. With all of these 800,000 errors in our Florida voter roll database, despite all of that, the coordinated organization of our volunteers, specifically with elected officials, is what got the job done. So my friends, as I leave here, let's not let Mike Lindell do all the heavy lifting. You are here. You are the plan. Take away what you can and implement it in your own state. Thank you so much.
Raj, representing Florida. Thank you, Raj. Appreciate it.